Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 8 minutes. Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 7 minutes. Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 6 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 5 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 4 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 3 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 2 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 1 minute. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 30 seconds. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 seconds. Winston-Salem-Baseball.
Get up, baby. Get up, get up, get up.
Is on the air.
It's a goner.
We're 15 minutes away from the first pitch. Now, here's your pregame host, Ben Carlton.
It's been a wild couple of nights here at Truist Stadium lately. Both last night and Thursday night, the Dash battled back from early deficits to bring the go-ahead run up to bat in the ninth. However, Asheville was able to hang on in both of those games. So as things stand right now, the Tourists have secured at least a series split. The Dash have their backs against the wall, needing wins tonight and tomorrow to salvage this six-game set. Ben Carlton with you on the Winston-Salem Dash pregame report. We're coming to you a bit later than our scheduled start time tonight. Had some inclement weather pass through the Winston-Salem area. It was coming down pretty good there for a little bit, but Corey Church, our head groundskeeper here, and his whole team have this field in tip-top shape. We're ready to go for nine innings between the Asheville Tourists and your Winston-Salem Dash. First things first, let's jump back to last night. Another tight one between Asheville and Winston-Salem that went right down to the wire, and here's how things unfolded. Starting in the very top of the first, Christian Gonzalez, the leadoff man for Asheville, he worked a walk. Later in the frame, Will Wagner singled. That set the table with runners on first and second for J.C. Correa. He worked the count full 3-2 before singling through the right side. That brought Christian Gonzalez in to score, and Asheville took the early lead 1-0. No runs in the bottom of the first or top of the second. That brought the Dash back up to bat in the bottom half of the second inning. They made two outs quickly before Luis Curbelo reached base on a fielding error by the right fielder. He moved to second on the miscue. Then Harvin Mendoza, first pitch swinging, lined a single to the right side. That brought Curbelo into score, and we had ourselves a tie game, 1-1 after two. Then into the bottom of the third inning, Terrell Tatum in the lineup last night playing right field, as everyday right fielder Luis Mieses got the night off, at least defensively. He was still a designated hitter in last night's ballgame. But Tatum showed why he got put in the lineup when he unloaded on a ball, good for his first home run of the season, cleared the wall in right field, and the Dash took a 2-1 lead. Unfortunately, right away in the top of the fourth inning, Chad Stevens returned the favor. He launched a line drive home run out to left center field, out toward the Appalachian Mountain brew pen, and that knotted the game at 2 apiece. Into the top of the fifth we go. The inning got going for Asheville with a Michael Sandel hit by pitch. That was with one out. Then Will Wagner worked a walk from a full count. So with one out here, J.C. Correa came up again and delivered once more for the Tourists. A line drive single to the right fielder brought Sandel and Will Wagner in. That gave the Tourists a 4-2 lead. But the inning would continue on a Luis Santana single. That was out to center field. That brought Correa in the score after his two-run single. And the Tourists held a 5-2 lead. They made it 6-2 with another line drive off the bat of J.C. Correa. All told, Correa finishes the game 3-for-4, driving in 4 runs. He was hitting cleanup in last night's ballgame. But as the case has been the last couple nights, the Winston-Salem Dash did not go away easily. After Asheville added one more run in the top of the eighth on a wild pitch by Zach Cable, the Dash exhibited some patience at the plate. It was Jose Betances on the mound for the Asheville Tourists, and he was struggling with his command a bit. After Chase McDermott left the game to bring in Betances, he walked both Harvin Mendoza and Alexander Womack with the bases loaded. We've got our first pitch from Nala Speaks from Lowe's Foods here at Truist Stadium, getting a ovation out of a still very solid crowd here at Truist Stadium. Props to all of our fans for sticking around through the rain delay. We certainly appreciate it. But back to the eighth inning, where back-to-back bases-loaded walks made it a 7-4 Asheville lead. Then a passed ball allowed Luis Curbelo in to score. Then it's 7-5 Asheville, dashed down by just two. After a scoreless top of the ninth, here's how the bottom half unfolded for the Winston-Salem Dash. Oscar Colas reached to lead things off. He got a bit fortunate with reaching on an error by the pitcher Palmer Wenzel. Later with one out, Tyler Osik walked, so that brought up the go-ahead run with one out in Adam Hackenberg. Unfortunately, Palmer Wenzel was able to find a groove. He struck out Hackenberg for out number two, then Luis Curbelo for out number three, and the game ended in a 7-5 Asheville Tourists win. Now that brings us to tonight. Asheville with a 3-1 series lead. Like I mentioned a few moments ago, the Dash need wins in each of the next two ball games to secure the series split. We'll take a timeout here on the Winston-Salem Dash pregame report, go over starting pitching and lineups when we return.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Dash to the Hanes Brands Outlet Store for an unbeatable selection of famous brands for the entire family. You'll find Hanes t-shirts, underwear and sweats, Champion sports bras and apparel, Valley and Playtex bras, and much more. All at great savings up to 50%. Winston-Salem is home for the Dash and Hanes, so be sure to visit the Hanes Brands flagship store and save big on some of America's favorite brands. Located in the lower level of Thruway Shopping Center at Stratford Road and Knollwood Street in Winston-Salem.
When you feel good, life is good. It's more joyful, meaningful, and fulfilling. And when you choose Atrium Health, you're choosing an unrivaled partner to help you be at your best, to get the most from every day. We're the region's most trusted healthcare partner because we treat people and not just problems. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist, the official healthcare provider of the Winston-Salem Dash.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Just a few more moments before our first pitch between the Asheville Tourists and the Winston-Salem Dash. Time now to take a look at our starting pitching matchup this evening. We'll start with your Winston-Salem Dash. They hand the ball to Chase Selesky. Selesky this season, 2 wins, 3 losses. He's made 7 appearances, all of them starts. This will be number 8. For Selesky, he's got a 4.55 ERA across 29 and two-thirds innings pitched. He opposes Spencer Arrighetti, currently second in the South Atlantic League with 43 punch-outs. Arrighetti is 2-0, the right-hander out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, making start number 4 with a sub-4 ERA, 3.94 to be precise. We'll take one more break here on the Winston-Salem Dash pregame report. First pitch next on the Dash Broadcast Network.
Welcome to this month's meeting of the North Carolina Education Lottery Winners Club. Bingo winners.
Bingo.
Instant winners.
Here.
Big money winners.
Yeah, I think they're in Tahiti.
Second chance winners. Second chance winners.
Present.
Every single time.
New scratch-offs mean new winners. This month's tickets are packed with $130 million in total prizes. The Winners Club awaits. Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning range from 1 in 3.2 to 4.6. Problem gambling helpline 877-718-5543.
Do you know why a lot of people have a water dispenser at their home or business? So they can get clean, pure, great-tasting water at the touch of a button. And now, the Winston-Salem Dash and Primo Water have teamed up to give you a chance to try a Primo water dispenser in your home or business. At every Dash home game this season, Primo will select 5 lucky fans to receive a free 60-day trial of Primo's home or business water delivery service. That's 60 days of the highest quality water delivered to your home or business, and the use of an Energy Star-rated bottom-loading Primo dispenser for free. And there's more than one way to win a 60-day trial of Primo water service. Go online to ws-dash.com to enter for your chance to win. Don't miss out on your chance to have clean, great-tasting water delivered to your front door. Come out to every Dash home game and go online to ws-dash.com for your chance to win. For new customers only.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
We are ready for action here at Truist Stadium. Game 5 between the Asheville Tourists and the Winston-Salem Dash, taking you up to first pitch. It's the voice of the Winston-Salem Dash, Andrew Murphy.
Thank you very much, Ben Carlton. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into Truist Stadium for Game 4, 5 rather, of this 6-game series between the Winston-Salem Dash and the visiting Asheville Tourists. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for Asheville. In right and batting first, Michael Sandel. Will Wagner bats second. He's at second base. J.C. Correa batting third. He's at third base. Colin Barber, the center fielder, bats fourth. Nerio Rodriguez behind the dish tonight. He bats fifth. Zach Daniels in left bats sixth. Chad Stevens at shortstop bats seventh. Luis Santana, the DH, bats eighth. And A.J. Lee at first rounds out the order for Asheville. In the field, left to right in the outfield for Winston-Salem. Duke Ellis in left, Oscar Colas in center, and Luis Mieses in right. Around the horn, third to first, Brian Ramos at third, Jason Matthews at short, Alexander Womack at second, Harvin Mendoza at first, Tyler Osick behind the dish, taking balls and strikes from tonight's starter, Chase Selesky. Alongside Ben Carlton, I'm Andrew Murphy, bringing you Dash Baseball on the Dash Broadcast Network. Here's the first pitch from Selesky. Sandel takes right down to pipe for strike one. 8:46 p.m. We're underway here in the Camel City. Here's a swing and a shot deep to left field. Ellis moves back. It's off the wall. And here is a throw into second, off target. Womack was about 5 feet away from the second base bag, receiving that one from left field. And so Michael Sandel is in at second with a leadoff double. Chase Selesky, the man on the mound tonight for Winston-Salem, fared all right in his last start on the 15th versus Rome. Here's the left-hander, Will Wagner. Selesky from the stretch with a runner on. Here's a pitch. Fastball low, 1-0. On the 15th versus the Braves, Selesky went five innings, giving up just as many hits. Only one run that was earned, one walk and one strikeout. Selesky's 1-0. There's a weak ground ball left side, a running stop by Matthews. A long throw to first is not in time. A bouncer there retrieved by Mendoza away from the bag. So two runners on. Michael Sandel holds up at second base, and Will Wagner pokes one into the shallow grass in left. He's got a single. As my broadcast partner Ben Carlton mentioned, some inclement weather made its way through the Camel City this evening. Some pretty hard falling rain just around the time, about an hour or so before first pitch was originally supposed to start at 6 o'clock. And here's J.C. Correa swinging through a fastball down the middle. It's nothing and one. A one pitch, up and in, taken for a ball. Correa had a great night last night. He was at second base. And at the plate, he was 3-for-4 with a run and 4 runs batted in. Ball and a strike. Selesky looks back, now delivers. And that's foul to the netting, 1-2. Pretty solid crowd on hand tonight, given the rain.
They've stuck around.
They sure have stuck around. Got to get their baseball fix in for Saturday night. Ball of two strikes, the count to Correa. Selesky deals. Ground ball up the middle, could be two. Matthews to second for one. The flip to first, two, a double play. The Winston-Salem fans loving that one. A 6-4-3 grounded into by Correa. And so the runner, Sandel, advances to third base. Two gone, 0-0 here in the top of the first, just getting underway from Truist Stadium. Colin Barber, the batter, left-handed center fielder. Here's a pitch. Outside, taken for a strike, belt high. Oh and one, the count to the left-handed hitting Barber. He was given a break last night. 0-1, high fastball, one ball and one strike. The night before, however, Barber was 1-for-3, with a double, and he was hit by a pitch twice. 1-1, here's a pitch. Swing and a foul tip, blocked by Osick. Rolls slowly down the third base side. Nosek tosses it away. 1-2 on Barber.
A lot of excitement around Colin Barber and the Astros organization. Of all their top eight prospects, everyone is either at AAA or Jeremy Pena is actually in the show. Barber here at High A.
The two-strike pitch on the way. High pop fly, third base side. Ramos scurries after it near the backstop and can't make the catch. So Barber will head back home for one more pitch at least. And Sandel remains aboard at third. He led off the inning with a double off the top of the left field wall. Hustled for second base. The throw by Ellis was about 5 feet away from the target, Womack, at second. Here's another 1-2 on the way to Barber. Swings and fouls that one off 0-6 mask. 0-0 the score here in the top of the first inning. A runner 90 feet away from home. Michael Sandel advanced on the 6-4-3 ground out by J.C. Correa, eliminating Correa and Wagner, who singled. 1-2 again. There's a ground ball chopped foul down the right field line. It was very hot and humid this morning. And if anything, the rain has cooled down the temperature a little bit, made things considerably more comfortable. It was very, very sticky out. There was a little bit of precipitation when the sun was shining and it was really beaten down on the field. It felt kind of awkward. 1-2. That's fouled away.
I was chatting with Nicky Delmonico during batting practice, and it was hot.
Yeah.
Hot, humid. I mean, you know, it's summer here in Winston-Salem. It's not technically summer. It's hot. Feels like summer. And when that sprinkle came down, Nikki and I both looked at each other and were like, that's not too bad.
Yeah. 1-2. Quarter swing on a bouncer to the right. Osick retrieves quickly and holds the runner Sandel at third. His mask came off instantly as soon as he felt that one skip to the right. So two balls, two strikes on that inside low pitch to Barber. Two gone and a runner on. 0-0 here in the top of the first. Baseball under the lights in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 2-2 to Barber. High fly ball, left center field. Duke Ellis has a bead, sets up camp, makes a catch, and that's out number three. Lively crowd on hand here in Winston, even through the rain. We go to the bottom of the first. Dash with their first stab at Arrighetti. Spencer Arrighetti on the mound. We'll talk more about him when we return. 0-0. Stick with us.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Dash to the Hanes Brands Outlet Store for an unbeatable selection of famous brands for the entire family. You'll find Hanes t-shirts, underwear and sweats, Champion sports bras and apparel, Valley and Playtex bras, and much more. All the great savings up to 50%. Winston-Salem is home for the Dash and Hanes, so be sure to visit the Hanes Brands flagship store and save big on some of America's favorite brands. Located in the lower level of Thruway Shopping Center at Stratford Road and Knollwood Street in Winston-Salem.
Rely on us to be a complete resource for all your packaging needs, from design through warehousing and distribution. Salem One's packaging division is committed to producing high-quality, innovatively designed, and efficiently produced packaging materials that position your brand for success. Our collaborative team of skilled professionals operate state-of-the-art equipment and are dedicated to creating high-impact products quickly and efficiently. We produce simply the best product packaging from start to finish.
Duke Ellis, Terrell Tatum, and Oscar Colas set to lead it off against the right-hander Spencer Arrighetti and Ben Carlton. This is a guy who has had immense success during the 2022 season. Yes? Yeah,
absolutely, Murph. Arrighetti, one of the better arms here in the South Atlantic League right now. He's racked up 43 strikeouts. Chase McDermott actually last night surpassed him in the South Atlantic League standings.
Here's a pitch to Ellis. And a bunt attempt pulled back on a fastball up and away, 1-0.
Well, yeah, you take a look at Arrighetti's numbers. All good, all across the board. A 1.52 whip pops off the page. Opponents hitting just 227 against the right-hander. Very, very solid start to the season.
1-0 to Duke. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, 1-1. 0-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Chase Selesky came out of the first unscathed with a runner on third base. Ball and a strike. Arrighetti kicks and delivers. Off speed, taken low, middle of the zone, or strike two. 79 miles an hour on that breaking pitch. Time is called at home. Ellis will tighten his black batting gloves. He steps back in. He's batting in towards home plate. Here's a 1-2. Ellis takes just off the outside edge. 2-2. Good eye there from Duke Ellis.
One thing we'll keep an eye on in terms of Arrighetti the next time the Dash take on the Taurus is Arrighetti has already doubled his, or more than doubled, actually, his workload from a season ago. It was 13 2/3 last year.
Ellis slaps the 2-2 high in the air, left field line, drops foul off the netting. Well, as of this game, Ellis still leads the South Atlantic League in batting average by a couple of points. He comes into this game with a .343 average. 36 hits on the year. He is playing in his 28th game on the season. Been a mainstay in the lineup and in the outfield since he was activated. The 2-2 misses inside and low. Ellis did not begin the season in Winston-Salem. He was, in addition, a little bit later on. Here's a 3-2. Ellis pops this one foul down the left field line. And a fan's got a souvenir.
Ellis, quite the addition.
Uh-oh. One popped back off the roof. Head on a swivel.
We got a whole crowd of fans out on the hill right now.
It's quite amazing. And that one's fouled off again. Watch out. Ellis just saying hello to the crowd here a few times. 3-2. Late swing on a changeup, or an early swing, rather. He fouls that one off down the first base side.
Notably, Lorenzo Bundy has decided to stack four lefties in his top five spots in the batting order tonight against the right-handed Arrighetti.
Three and two again to Ellis. Arrighetti delivers. Ground ball. Chopped just fair down the first base side. Nope, foul. So we'll do the 3-2 tango all over again.
Of course, three of those lefties are more or less mainstays in the lineup.
Yes.
Duke Ellis at the top. Oscar Colas in the three-hole. Luis Mieses in the five spot. But Terrell Tatum, he's been seeing the ball well. He gets the two-hole tonight
in
the lineup.
Smoking the ball lately. Another 3-2. Ellis backs away as he quarter swung into that upstairs fastball inside, and he's awarded a free pass. So that's the way the ball game begins for the Dash. Ellis, the leadoff man. Tatum coming up to bat. Oscar Colas bats third. Brian Ramos bats fourth. Luis Mieses in right field batting fifth. Tyler Osik, the catcher, bats sixth. Mendoza seven, Womack eight, and Matthews nine. Terrell Tatum takes the dish on the left side. Here's a pitch. Outside and high for a ball. Tatum has had a decent series versus Asheville when he's been in the lineup. There's a quick pick back to first. Ellis slides in safely. Tatum last night, of course, had that monster home run over the wall in center field to put the Dash up, then 2-1. total, 2-for-4 last night with a run and an RBI. Here's a steal by Ellis. The throw to second is not in time. Duke Ellis with his 18th stolen bag of the year. He's got the fans on their feet here in Winston-Salem as he takes scoring position. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning.
Picture perfect jump from Ellis right there. He's got plenty of practice. That's his 18th stolen bag this season and 19 tries.
He's got practice stealing base, or getting back in safely, I should say, when he's not supposed to.
Yeah. That swim move from earlier this week was something to see.
Just fantastic base running instincts, and that speed is incomparable. And there's a swing and a foul tip. Tatum, that's through one for strike one. So Ellis aboard at second, Tatum with a 2-1 count. Here's a pitch. 2-1's fouled away, 2-2. As I mentioned, Tatum has had just a bang-up series here versus Asheville. And one of the highlights really from this season came on the 19th, a 3-for-3 performance with 2 runs, a run batted in, and 2 doubles. A lot of extra base power and speed from the left-hander. Arrighetti kicks and delivers. 2-2 misses just inside at the belt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 0-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Dash have a man in scoring position. Duke Ellis walked and stole second. His 18th stolen base on the year. Tatum's full at 3-2. The pitch. Ground ball the other way. A base hit rolling into the left field corner. Ellis scurries around third. He will score. Daniels fields and heaves at a shortstop as Terrell Tatum flashes more extra base power. He's got a double. And the Dasher up 1-0.
That's 4 extra base hits in the last 3 days for Tatum. It's not exactly rocket science. When Terrell Tatum is seeing the ball like this, you get him in the lineup, and he delivers once again for the Dash.
So Oscar Colas takes the dish. Left-hander waits. The righty Arrighetti looks back at Tatum, now delivers. Breaking pitch, hung a bit too high, 1-0. Dash ahead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Still nobody out. Arrighetti looks back. Now looks to home and delivers. There's a chopping ground ball right side. Snagged with one hand by Wagner. Quick throw to first for out number one. That squeezes Terrell Tatum over to third base. So Colas bats into a 4-3. Bringing up Brian Ramos. Brian Ramos, the last few nights, has been mirroring his on-deck man, Luis Mieses, with the red batting gloves. Here's a pitch. Off speed. Missing up and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Ramos was given a break last night. He did not play. It's 4-for-14 on the series versus the Tourist. Here's 1-0. There's a weak blooper into right field, a base hit. Terrell Tatum touches home on an RBI single by Brian Ramos. Dash up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
Really nice start for Winston-Salem tonight. After dropping 2 heartbreakers back-to-back, not only do you score first, you open up a 2-0 lead, only 1 man gone, and the inning continues with the current team leader in RBI is Luis Mieses.
Good placement off the bat there by Ramos. A hooking weak line drive into the shallow grass of right. Easy enough to push Tatum home and put the Dash up by 2. Still only 1 away here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Luis Mieses. First pitch. Mieses. Thought about swinging at one upstairs and outside, but pulled back. It's 1-0. Mieses, a fantastic night. 3-for-5 with a run and 2 strikeouts last night. He's 8-for-17 on the series. A pair of runs, a pair of RBIs, a pair of doubles. He swings and foul tips one, and tips one foul into the the mitt of Rodriguez behind the dish. Two doubles and two walks as well for Mieses in this series. One and one. Strike called, low outside corner. It's one and two. Two to nothing, the Dash lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Mieses waits. Here's a pitch. That's way inside and low. A shimmy to the right by Rodriguez to keep that one in. And the count is even once more at two and two. Double play ball in effect here with one gone. The infield is shifted slightly to the right for the left-handed Mieses. Ramos with a lead from first. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mieses bats the breeze for out number two. It only takes wheat, yeast, grain, and hops to make beer, but what Foothills Brewing does with them is what makes them special. Your favorite Triad brewery since 2005 is Foothills.
I was looking at the replay on that last Arrighetti pitch. Looked like a two-seam fastball with some serious run on it. Nice pitch.
Here is Tyler Osick at the dish. Swing and a miss, a late one on an upstairs fastball. It's nothing and one. That Mieses strikeout is the first of the night for Spencer Arrighetti. 0-1. Osick chops one high, left side. Here's a grab and a throw by Stevens to first, and the inning is over. So Spencer Arrighetti allows two earned runs on two hits. The Dash strand a runner at first. No errors. We head to the top of the second inning. Tourists back up to bat when we return on the Dash Broadcast Network.
Do you know why a lot of people have a water dispenser at their home or business? So they can get clean, pure, great-tasting water at the touch of a button. And now, the Winston-Salem Dash and Primo Water have teamed up to give you a chance to try a Primo water dispenser in your home or business. At every Dash home game this season, Primo will select five lucky fans to receive a free 60-day trial of Primo's home or business water delivery service. That's 60 days of the highest quality water delivered to your home or business, and the use of an Energy Star-rated bottom-loading Primo dispenser for free. And there's more than one way to win a 60-day trial of Primo water service. Go online to ws-.com to enter for your chance to win. Don't miss out on your chance to have clean, great-tasting water delivered to your front door. Come out to every Dash home game and go online to ws-.com for your chance to win. For new customers only.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Here comes the money.
Dash are up 2-0 after a two-run first inning. Duke Ellis and Terrell Tatum scored. So the Dash strike first as we head into the top of the second inning. Alongside Ben Carlton, I'm Andrew Murphy. Thanks for tuning into Dash Baseball. Jim Hausfeld is our producer. Here's a pitch to Nerio Rodriguez. He takes inside for a ball. Breon Thomas working the mobile camera. We'll see some work from him a little later on in our broadcast. Here's 1-0. Strike called, outside edge. Chase Selesky fared pretty well his first inning, only two hits. Pitched into a 6-4-3 double play and a flyout. Ball and a strike to Rodriguez, the pitch. Rodriguez looks outside and low. He wanted to go around there, but pulled back. It's 2-1.
Not to put the pressure on you here, Murph, but I was talking with Jim pregame today.
Yeah. I know what you're going to say here. 2-1, foul to the screen.
For those of you who weren't with us last night on MILB TV, we had Breon come to the booth, give a little live shot, bring people into the chaos here. And Murph busted out some juggling skills. So I told the people in the control room that you were going to one-up that tonight.
Well, I mean,
Yeah, you know what? I am. I sure am. And
yeah, you are.
I don't know what it's going to be yet. 2-2. Misses outside. It's 3-2. Yeah, I really haven't decided. It's going to be kind of a game-time decision.
Mm-hmm. I have big shoes to fill.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're technically my own, but here's the 3-2. That's fouled to the screen. But we'll see. You know, we'll just see. We'll see how it plays out. And
Can you do, like, a handstand?
I don't think I've ever tried.
Okay.
But you're putting an idea in my head. 3-2, foul tipped and caught by Osick. That's a strikeout for Chase Selesky. Nerio Rodriguez, the victim. One gone here in the top of the second.
Chase Selesky, both of his last two starts have been really solid, probably his best two of the season, both against Rome for what it's worth. Five innings apiece in each of them, only a run total. Pitched five innings of a shutout ball back on May 10th against the Braves.
Here's Zach Daniels, the righty. Selesky delivers. Fastball low in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Daniels was given a break last night and had a couple of walks and a run the night before. He swings, a strike called on the outside edge. It's 1-1.
Looked to be in the zone.
Looked like he was going to swing, but he even fooled me on the pullback. It's a called strike nonetheless. 1-1. Swing and a miss there. It's 1-2. One gone, 2-0 dash with nobody on for the tourists here in the top of the second. Infield is evenly spaced and deep for Zach Daniels, who's coming into this game batting 176. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Selesky punches out Stevens. And there's out number two. Two strikeouts in a row for Selesky. That brings up Chad Stevens. Stevens was in last night's lineup, was given a break from defense. He was the designated hitter, going 1-for-4 with a run and one batted in on a solo home run, and he golfs one up the middle of line drive, base hit. Keeps the tourists alive with two gone here in the second inning.
Yeah, Selesky's been throwing a lot of strikes, and Chad Stevens makes the adjustment. First pitch swinging. A breakdown on Selesky so far, 21 strikes, 8 balls. That's 29 total. Looking sharp so far.
Not bad at all from the right-hander who now faces Luis Santana, who's in the designated hitter spot tonight. Selesky leans in for the pitch from Osick, affirms the sign. He kicks and fires. Inside off-speed pitch. Misses upstairs. And it's one ball, no strikes. Santana was in right last night. He had a single and was hit by a pitch. He walked and struck out as well. He takes low and inside on the corner for strike one. 2-0 our score. Dash in front here in the bottom or the top of the second inning as Selesky steps behind the rubber to clean his cleats. He's back on, looking into Osick once more. Runner at first, Stevens away from the bag. Mendoza there to cover. There's a pick to first, slide, and the tag applied, safe.
Santana's got a real pronounced bat wiggle. It's very Gary Sheffield-esque, not to reference everybody's known bat wiggle guy.
Here's a pitch. Whoa, inside, near the hands. Did it clip him? No. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, it starts out slow behind his shoulder and then whips forward. Very Gary Sheffield-esque, you're right. 2-1. Fly ball, foul and out of play. First base side. Fans waiting in anticipation for that one to roll off the rooftop, much like the Duke Ellis foul balls down the third baseline in the first. 2-2. Selesky kicks and fires. There's a line drive. It's past the dive of Matthews in the left field. Stevens advances to second, and Luis Santana is aboard with a single. A nice piece of hitting off the bat there by Santana to push Stevens into scoring position. And and give the Tourists at least one more chance here in the second with A.J. Lee. Two to nothing our score. Dash in front here in the top of the second inning. A.J. Lee batting an even 200. 14 hits on the year. Soleski comes set, glove at his belt. A look back to second. Now the pitch. Lee takes a fastball inside. Belt high, strike one call. Soleski's 0-1 on the way. Curveball bent into the middle of the zone and taken for strike two. That's the best pitch that Lee's going to see all at bat. Two strikes. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the side is retired. Soleski puts three away, all on strikeouts. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. Dash up 2-0. Stick with us.
At Salem One, we're successful when you're successful. As one of the largest corporate communications and direct marketing companies in the Southeast, we are a revenue-generating strategic partner for leading local, regional, and national brands. Our focus is to enhance the growth and success of each and every one of our clients. We're proud to attract and retain the best and brightest talent in our industry to ensure our clients are delighted with every aspect of their finished product.
Flow Automotive is your source for a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in Winston-Salem and the Triad region. With over 50 years serving you, Flow knows cars and service, and we have great prices on great cars. Visit us at flowauto.com to view our inventory, make your next service appointment, and find us on Facebook. Flowauto.com, your source for great prices on great cars.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Two to nothing, Dash in front here in the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Murphy and Ben Carlton bringing you Dash Baseball. It's game five of a six-game series versus the Tourists. And so Harvin Mendoza will lead it off here in the bottom of the second. Here's a pitch. It's a fastball taken low in the zone for strike one. Mendoza at first base tonight. Been a mainstay at first for roughly 25 games. Spent a couple of games in the DH position as well. 0-1. He fouls one off to the screen. Quickly 0-2 to the left-hander, who last night went 1-for-3 with a couple batted in. Drove in Luis Curbelo on a single and walked in a run in the eighth. 0-2 pitch. Mendoza pipes one out to left field. Daniels with a beat on it. Makes the catch just in front of the track, and there's out number one. It's time for your WXLV weather report. WXLV ABC 45 brings you the latest news, weather, and sports for the Triad region, including Winston-Salem, High Point, and Burlington. 68 degrees with a drizzle here in Winston-Salem. That's spotty throughout the entire city. Alexander Womack backs away at a fastball upstairs, 1-0.
No rain coming out right now, at the very least.
1-0. That's a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Here's a 1-1. That's inside, a little too inside, and it's two balls and a strike. 2-0 Dash with nobody on and one man gone. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Spencer Arrighetti in the first inning gave up those two runs, of course, on two hits. Here's a pitch. Inside and high. Three balls and a strike. Womack can settle in. Do anything he likes here with this next pitch. One strikeout and one walk for Arrighetti as well. Here's a 3-1. That's taken right down Main Street. Strike two called, and the count is full. Gap up the middle of the infield widens even further as the home plate umpire Joe Belangia signals for the pitch clock to run. Clay Williams is in the field. He's placed down first. 3-2. Womack laces one foul down the right field line and into the Herbalife Picnic Terrace. So he stays alive. Womack is the son of former major leaguer Tony Womack, who, as Ben and I have discussed before, 3-2. That's outside for a walk. Alexander Womack is the first runner on for the dash this inning with one gone here in the second. And Tony Womack, as you and I have discussed, in MLB, what is it?
MVP Baseball 2005.
MVP Baseball 2005.
I can't believe you'd forget
just
that.
Just an elite player. I've had a lot of stuff going through my head today. Ben, give me a break, buddy.
It's an all-timer.
MVP 05. Tony Womack is someone you always want on your team in that game. Jason Matthews at the plate. That's a strike at the top of the zone. 0-1.
Well, speaking of MVP 05, do you remember the mini game where you were taking batting practice and those are the targets?
Absolutely.
The tractors and whatnot going around. Today, I forget who actually was up during the round.
0-1. Swinging a foul tip to the backstop, nothing in two.
But someone, part of our ground crew here in Winston, was going around the outside of the warning track in the tractor. Not quite a tractor. What would you call it?
Cart? Cart, tractor, I don't know.
And someone,
I'd call it the John Deere because that's what it is.
Okay, yeah, the John Deere. Someone almost hit it.
0-2, waving a miss at an outside pitch. Matthews bats the breeze. That's out number two.
Yeah, someone almost hit the tractor.
I said, you know what? I did see that today.
Yeah, that would have been, I think, 500 points.
It was pretty deep out there. It was like right center field.
It wasn't Corey. I know that because Corey's always got his purple dash hat on.
Of course.
I couldn't tell who it was, but they were going out, you know, around the warning track. They got a good piece of that one.
2-0 our score with two gone and a man on. Here for the dash. Here's a pitch. Duke Ellis takes low in the zone. Middle of the plate or strike one. So Mendoza poked one out to left for out number one. Womack walked, and Matthews struck out. Duke Ellis walked his first time up and scored. One is taken way downstairs, and catcher Rodriguez pops up to hold the runner Womack at first. Womack's dad, Tony, the reason he's so good in that game, 05, is because in 04, he had undoubtedly the best season of his career. 145 games played for the St. Louis Cardinals, a .307 average. Ellis bunts one foul and moves the count to a pitcher's 1-2.
And signed by the New York Yankees the following year.
Tony Womack had quite the stolen base leader run in the first few, or well,
Still a lot of bags.
Yeah, some early years of his career. 60 stolen bags in 97, 58 in 98, and then he revved it up with 72 in 99. That's fouled off over the rooftop. Duke Ellis stays alive at 1-2.
Alexander was moving there.
Sure was. Two strikes. Got to go.
That would be – that's the first – well, it's not an attempt, but that's – would have been the first stolen base of the year for Womack. Has not attempted one.
2-0. Dash ahead. 1-2 to Duke Ellis with Womack on first. Two gone here in the bottom of the second. Ellis smacks a ground ball, a base hit into right center field. Womack stumbles past second. He slides back. Or he steps back in, rather, as the throw was on target but missed by the covering shortstop, Chad Stevens. It's a powerful single by Duke Ellis to keep the dash alive with two gone here in the bottom of the second. That thing was smoked.
Well, it was hit so hard that Womack couldn't advance to third. The ball got to the right fielder's sandal too quickly. Womack got a good turnaround second, but had to stay put.
So here is Terrell Tatum, another guy who's been hitting the ball very hard as of this week. Here's a pitch. Tatum takes high for a ball. Womack, quite a ways away from second there. If there was somebody to cover the second base bag, the catcher Rodriguez really wanted to throw him out. At least he was looking like he wanted to. Tatum doubled and scored his last time up. And he drives one deep, out to left center. Daniels on the run, can't make the catch. Womack is coming home. Ellis waved home as well. Here's the relay, no play at the plate. It's a two RBI double. Terrell Tatum points to the sky at second base. It's 4-0 Dash.
Stay hot, Terrell Tatum. What, five extra base hits in the last 3 days? Two to start tonight's ball game. You're seeing beach balls out there.
The Dash with a strong advantage early in this game. We're only in the bottom of the second. It's 4-0 Winston-Salem. Two gone and a runner in scoring position for Oscar Colas. Arrighetti delivers. Breaking pitch taken on the outside edge for a strike. Arrighetti from the stretch, towing the first base side of the rubber. Here's an 0-1. Colas swings late and fouls one to the screen. Nothing in two. Arrighetti hunched in. Rodriguez gives him a sign he likes. Now the stretch, 0-2. Fastball just outside, where Rodriguez called for it, hoping to get Colas to chase. Colas is very calm at the plate. Nothing seems to rattle him. Very loose. One and two. That's another outside pitch, and Colas won't bite. It's 2-2.
Just so composed at the plate. He's on his time, well, and the pitch clock, but for the most part, on his time. And now we've got time called.
Time called. I think a ball escaped from one of the youngsters in the left field berm. And the left fielder Daniels out to make sure that young fan goes home with a souvenir. 2-2 on Oscar Colas. And the pitch. Half swing and a foul tip. If Rodriguez would have caught that, that would have been strike three and the end of the inning. Colas readies back up. Staggered stance, taking up almost the entire width of the box. Here's a 3-2. That's outside. Ball four. Scratch that. That was ball three. Getting ahead of myself here.
Well, they're certainly being careful with Oscar Colas, but it doesn't get much easier if you get past Colas. It's Brian Ramos waiting on deck.
Oh, and then Luis Mieses is not necessarily the easiest hitter to get past as well. Here's a pitch. 3-2 is up high. That's ball four. And there are two men on. With two gone in the bottom of the second. Nobody warming up for Asheville down the left field line. This is Arrighetti's situation. But you'd think, I mean, a guy who has struck out at least seven batters in each of his last four appearances, would think he's got a few tricks up his sleeve to get out of the situation himself.
Certainly, and I think part of the equation there as well is he'd rather face the right-hander Ramos than give the lefty Colas something to hit.
So Ramos is ready from the right side. Arrighetti deals. Fastball brought back down from up high by Rodriguez. A strike call. Ramos is 1-for-1 on a single back in the first. Nothing too fancy on that single from Ramos. Just a solid hooking shot into right field. And Ramos takes low for a ball, evens the count at a ball and a strike. With Tatum away from second. Colas follows at first. And the 1-1 to Ramos. High, towering fly ball on the infield. Lee has a beat on it, makes the catch. And the inning is over, but the Dash plate another pair. They're ahead 4-0. We head to the third. Stick with us on the Dash Broadcast Network.
Dash to the Hanes Brands Outlet Store for an unbeatable selection of famous brands for the entire family. You'll find Hanes t-shirts, underwear and sweats, Champion sports bras and apparel, Valley and Playtex bras, and much more. All the great savings up to 50%. Winston-Salem is home for the Dash and Hanes. So be sure to visit the Hanes Brands flagship store and save big on some of America's favorite brands. Located in the lower level of Thruway Shopping Center at Stratford Road and Knollwood Street in Winston-Salem.
When you feel good, life is good. It's more joyful, meaningful, and fulfilling. And when you choose Atrium Health, you're choosing an unrivaled partner to help you be at your best, to get the most from every day. We're the region's most trusted healthcare partner because we treat people and not just problems. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist, the official healthcare provider of the Winston-Salem Dash.
Welcome to this month's meeting of the North Carolina Education Lottery Winners Club. Bingo winners.
Bingo.
Instant winners.
Here.
Big money winners.
Yeah, I think they're in Tahiti.
Second chance winners. Second chance winners.
Present.
Every single time.
New scratch-offs mean new winners. This month's tickets are packed with $130 million in total prizes. The Winners Club awaits. Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning range from 1 in 3.2 to 4.6. Problem gambling helpline 877-718-5543.
Well, the Dash just pushed two more runs across to extend their lead to 4-0 over the Tourists. And Chase Selesky shakes some dirt from his cleats on the firing line to face Michael Sandel. Here's a pitch on the way. Sandel takes a strike down the middle, 0-1. This will be the second time through the Asheville lineup. Sandel doubled his first time up and was stranded in the first, 0-1. Late swing and a foul. Shot at the screen and drops in front of the dugout down first. 0-2 quickly to Sandel. Batting .284 coming into this plate appearance. 38 hits. This is his 33rd game on the year. 0-2. There's a fly ball. Foul to the screen. Sandel stays alive. Sandel stands at 5'11", 185 pounds, out of Navarre, Florida. 10th rounder in 2021. 0-2. Off speed. A good breaking pitch there by Selesky to try and get Sandel to chase. He wanted to, but pulled back and moves the count to 1-2. The pitch. Up high with a fastball. Selesky evens the count at 2 apiece. Selesky kicks and fires. 2-2 is up high near the hands, and the count is full at 3-2. Chase Selesky has struck out three batters. Here's a pitch. This is drilled high and deep into left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. It's a home run well over the berm in left field. And that's the first run of the ball game for the Tourists. It's 4-1, a solo shot by Michael Sandel. Some impressive power flashed by the right-hander. And Asheville is on the board.
Just a fastball right in Michael Sandel's wheelhouse from Chase Selesky. Mistake pitch, really nothing more about it.
Pitch to Wagner is taken low and outside for a strike, and that was Michael Sandel's sixth home run on the season. The pitch. There's a bloop shot. Foul down the left field line. It's 0-2. Will Wagner, son of former major leaguer Billy Wagner, batting .307 on the year. The left-handed infielder singled his first time up in the first. 0-2. Swings and misses through a breaking pitch down low. That's one down.
Up next, third baseman number 11, J.C. Correa.
Strikeout number 4 for Chase Selesky. The three previous strikeouts came all in the second inning.
Selesky already approaching his season high of 5 punch-outs. He's done that twice.
The pitch to Correa taken on the low inside corner. Strike one.
Notably, one of those 5 strikeout performances came at Asheville on April 28th.
Here's an 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch down low and outside this time. It's nothing and two. Correa grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball, left side. Matthews with a running stop. The backhand gets, or the ball gets past the backhand glove and rolls into left field. It's a one-out single for J.C. Correa. And so the double play ball is in effect with one gone here in the top of the third. Tourists have put their first run on the board by a Michael Sandel home run. But the Dash still lead by 3. It's 4-1. That brings up Colin Barber, the center fielder. Barber batting from the left side. Selesky from the stretch. Fastball low, 1-0. Four to one the score here in the third. 1-0. Curveball swung on, hit weakly on the infield. Second baseman Womack with a tag, throw to first, not in time. Smart play there by Womack. We've seen him make several plays like that throughout the course of his time here in Winston-Salem. Some keen awareness at second base. But the tag was applied on the runner, J.C. Correa. So Barber is aboard on a fielder's choice. He got his elbow there with the tag. Those of you watching on MILB TV.
Well, for a moment, I thought they had called him out for being out of the baseline, but it does look like Womack slapped the tag on him.
Here's a pitch to Rodriguez. He takes on the outside edge for strike one. 4-1 our score. Dash in front here in the top of the third. 2 gone for the Tourists. And Colin Barber on first. He leads a few steps away. Selesky's 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. That's another strike. Same place, same pitch. Nothing in two.
40 strikes for Selesky to just 14 balls. He is filling it up tonight.
4 strikeouts on the night, no walks. 0-2. There's a fly ball, hit foul, and off the netting behind home. Drops just down the first baseline, and a trusty Dash bat boy is out to retrieve. Rodriguez with a with an even stance, no stagger. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. That's number 5 for Chase Selesky. A breaking ball to the low outside corner fools Rodriguez. Strands Barber at first and brings the Dash back up to bat. They lead it 4-1. Stick with us.
Do you know why a lot of people have a water dispenser at their home or business? So they can get clean, pure, great-tasting water at the touch of a button. And now, the Winston-Salem Dash and Primo Water have teamed up to give you a chance to try a Primo water dispenser in your home or business. At every Dash home game this season, Primo will select 5 lucky fans to receive a free 60-day trial of Primo's home or business water delivery service. That's 60 days of the highest quality water delivered to your home or business and the use of an Energy Star-rated bottom-loading Primo dispenser for free. And there's more than one way to win a 60-day trial of Primo water service. Go online to ws-.com to enter for your chance to win. Don't miss out on your chance to have clean, great-tasting water delivered to your front door. Come out to every Dash home game and go online to ws-.com for your chance to win. For new customers only.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
The score as we head into the bottom of the third inning. The Tourists put their first run on the board. Michael Sandel hit his sixth home run of the year. It was a monster solo shot to left field. So Asheville is on the board, but Winston-Salem still with a three-run advantage. And they show Luis Mieses, Tyler Osick, and Harvin Mendoza here in the bottom of the third to space to face Spencer Arrighetti. Arrighetti toes the first base side of the rubber, comes set in the stretch. And he delivers. Here's a long shot out to right center. Not long enough. Sandel makes the catch in right for out number one.
Mieses out in front of that pitch. First pitch swinging, but it was off speed, 79 miles an hour.
Sharp Business Systems branches combine the resources of a multi-billion dollar company with the value of local representation. No one will improve your workflow and efficiency like Sharp Business Systems. Here is Tyler Osick, the right-hander. Arrighetti deals the first pitch strike on the outside corner downstairs. It's nothing and one. 4-1, Dash in front with one gone and nobody on here in the bottom of the third. Andrew Murphy and Ben Carlton with you. 0-1, way inside. Osick backs away there, and it's one ball and one strike. Arrighetti's 1-1 pitch. He kicks and delivers. Quarter swing upstairs by Osick, and Clay Williams down the first base line since it says he went around. It's 1-2. Joe Belangia behind home plate. Here's a 1-2. Osick lines one past a reaching glove of Wagner into right field. Tyler Osick with a one-out single here in the bottom of the third. That's the fifth hit of the night for a Dash player. Tyler Osick is now 1-for-2. Harvin Mendoza will try for his first hit. He's 0-for-1 on a flyout to left. That was back in the second inning. Mendy with a narrow, staggered stance. He is ready. Arrighetti deals. There's a foul ball to the screen. Nothing in one.
Osick's been swinging a real hot bat lately. Got the average up north of 300 now. Primarily the designated hitter in Lorenzo Bundy's go-to lineup. Tonight he's behind the plate with Adam Hackenberg getting the evening off.
Here's the 0-1. That's low, near the dirt. One ball, one strike. Mendoza rotates the bat into his left hand, drifts it out across home plate. In another spin, he places the bat just above his left shoulder. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A changeup fools him inside, puts him behind in the count 1-2. 79 miles an hour on that changeup. Here's a 1-2, outside. Harvin Mendoza hails from Caracas, Venezuela. Was picked up by the Sox as a free agent in 2015. Been in the system ever since. Two balls, two strikes, now the pitch. That's in the dirt to the right of Rodriguez, who blocks and holds Osick at first. 4-1 our score. Dash ahead here in the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, someone tossing down in the Torres bullpen now as Arrighetti approaches 70 pitches.
Here's a pitch. Runner goes. Half swing on a pitch upstairs. It's ball four. So some good early speed there by Osick to get a jump on a pitch that was upstairs and outside to send Mendoza to first on a free pass. That's his first time reaching base tonight. Here's Alexander Womack, who walked himself back in the second. Here's a pitch. Womack takes inside for strike one.
It's the right-hander Cesar Gomez getting loose for Asheville.
Cesar Gomez. Thank you, Benjamin.
Benjamin?
I don't know. I thought I'd try that one out tonight. 0-1. That's poked foul to the screen. Whoa. Nothing in two.
There are not many people that call me Benjamin.
I was going to say, there probably aren't.
And my grandma occasionally, but even she still calls me Ben for the most part.
Oh, and 2 to Alexander Womack. Here's a pitch. Womack takes outside. Rodriguez stabbed at that one outside and low. 4-1 dash here in the bottom of the third inning.
I'm still trying to think of anyone regularly calls me Benjamin.
1-2. This is Pummel deep out to right field. Sandel scurries after it in the corner, and he watches that one drop foul. There's our public address announcer, Jeffrey Griffin, with his signature Boise Beulah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you think so?
You've been working on that?
Not really, no.
A lot of season left.
Yeah, there's a lot of season left. I've got some improvement to make there. Boise Beulah's, man, I'll tell you.
That's a mean chicken sandwich.
Oh, my goodness. 1-2. Another fly ball, drifting foul, and out of play. Boise Beulah's. I go get a Butte. That's what they call,
yep,
like their regular chicken sandwich. Comes with mayo and pickle. And then I always get it with the Bossy sauce, which is kind of like, I mean, it's their version of like a Chick-fil-A sauce.
The
like
signature sauce.
Sauce. Or something. Yes, it's their signature sauce. Delicious. 1-2, pounded out to right. Sandel might have a play here. He sets up foul, makes a grab. There's out number 2 and hustling to second. Osick is in there. Or hustling to third, from second, rather. Give me, folks, another numbers mix up tonight. Had quite a lot of those last night.
That's heads-up base running by T.O. right there.
Very heads-up base running, yes.
And good play by Sandel down the line, all the way up against the wall in right field by our picnic terrace. Spencer Arrighetti will receive some companionship on the mound. I believe that was Nate Shaver going out to chat with Arrighetti. Jose Rada all series long, has gone out to the mound in a jacket. And that's going to be the end of the line for Arrighetti.
So Arrighetti is done. Cesar Gomez coming in to relieve. We'll tally up Arrighetti's numbers and tell you more about Gomez when we return. It's a 4-1 Dash lead on the Dash Broadcast Network.
At Salem One, we're successful when you're successful. As one of the largest corporate communications and direct marketing companies in the Southeast, we are a revenue-generating strategic partner for leading local, regional, and national brands. Our focus is to enhance the growth and success of each and every one of our clients. We're proud to attract and retain the best and brightest talent in our industry to ensure our clients are delighted with every aspect of their finished product.
Flow Automotive is your source for a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in Winston-Salem and the Triad region. With over 50 years serving you, Flow knows cars and service, and we have great prices on great cars. Visit us at flowauto.com to view our inventory, make your next service appointment, and find us on Facebook. Flowauto.com, your source for great prices on great cars.
Well, the night is done for Spencer Arrighetti after 2 2/3 innings. 5 hits so far, 4 runs, all of them earned on 4 walks and 2 strikeouts, and he is relieved by Cesar Gomez.
Appearance number 8 on the season for Cesar Gomez. He can do a little bit of both. He'll start some. He's made 4 starts for the Taurus. This, a relief appearance, his 4th of the year. 20 2/3 innings pitched, a 9.15 ERA. That could certainly come down a bit. He has struck out 17 batters in those 20 2/3 innings pitched. And it appears the page did not load, because I do believe he does have statistics. They're just not showing up yet. Check the handy media guys.
We love technology, don't we? Book is still open on Arrighetti, however, as the runners Osick at third and Mendoza at first are still credited to Arrighetti. So if Gomez can get out of this, it's only four runs for Spencer Arrighetti. And the first pitch by Gomez is fouled to the screen. It's nothing and one on Jason Matthews, the batter, who's 0 for 1 tonight, struck out swinging his last time up in the second. 4-1 dash here in the bottom of the third. Gomez with a close eye on Mendoza. Here's a pitch. Well, one misses downstairs. It's 1-1.
Yeah, Gomez susceptible to getting bitten by the long ball this season. He's given up six of them in 20 and two-thirds innings. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2020.
1-1. Looked at outside by Matthews. Two balls, one strike. Matthews out of Auckland, New Zealand. 6 foot flat, 190 pounds. Taken as a free agent in 2021. 2-1. Inside and high. And Matthews, I believe, has the longest, if not the second longest, on-base streak of the entire Dash roster. 19 games in a row. Matthews pops this one high in the air, shallow center field. The shortstop, Stevens, makes a grab at one knee after doing a little karaoke to his left. And so the inning is over. Dash still ahead 4-1. When we return, it's the fourth inning. Ben Carlton will step up to the play-by-play mic. Stick with us. It's 4-1 Dash.
At Salem One, we're successful when you're successful. As one of the largest corporate communications and direct marketing companies in the Southeast, we are a revenue-generating strategic partner for leading local, regional, and national brands. Our focus is to enhance the growth and success of each and every one of our clients. We're proud to attract and retain the best and brightest talent in our industry to ensure our clients are delighted with every aspect of their finished product.
Flow Automotive is your source for a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in Winston-Salem and the Triad region. With over 50 years serving you, Flow knows cars and service, and we have great prices on great cars. Visit us at flowauto.com to view our inventory, make your next service appointment, and find us on Facebook. Flowauto.com, your source for great prices on great cars.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
It's a 4-1 Winston-Salem Dash lead. Game 5 of 6 this week between the Dash and the Tourists. Our head groundskeeper, Corey Church, out behind the mound between innings, making sure everything is ship-shape. Mentioned that we did have some rain come through right around when you were scheduled for first pitch. It was coming down pretty hard there for about 30 to 40 minutes, but we've got the field dried out, everything raked and re-chalked. We're ready to go here in the fourth. It's Zach Daniels leading off against Chase Selesky. He takes strike one. Daniels followed by Chad Stevens and Luis Santana at the minimum for Asheville. Here's the 0-1. Off the plate. A ball and a strike on the Asheville left fielder. Selesky ready. Winds, fires. Hard hit ball out to right center field. That ball is carrying. It is gone. Zach Daniels starts the top of the fourth with a bang. A 105-mile-per-hour solo home run. That cuts the Dash lead to 4-2.
On the next trip, number 47, Chad Stevens.
Daniels showcasing some opposite field pop right there. That ball carried 423 feet, rung off a light post in front of the Haynes team store. This is Chad Stevens digging in. Ball upstairs, 1-0. The home run makes it a 4-2 dash lead. Here's the 1-0. Below the knees, taken for ball two by Stevens. Selesky has struck out five, allowed seven base hits, but just the two runs. His 2-0 pitch. Goes with the off-speed pitch. In for strike one. Two-one count on Stevens. Here it comes. That's low. 3-1. Four-pitch mix for the right-hander Selesky. A fastball, curveball, changeup, and a slider. Drafted out of Tulane. Here's the 3-1. Fouled off of Osick. That fills the count up. A 21st round selection by the White Sox in 2019 was Selesky. Payoff coming to Stevens. Lifted up behind the plate and foul. Count full, nobody out in the inning. Pitch coming from Selesky. Line shot, foul. Towards the dash bullpen. Count remains full. Zach Daniels led off the inning with a solo home run. Now the 3-2 again from Selesky. Line drive right field. That ball hooking foul. It stays in play and hops over the low right field wall. The ball had some spin on it, bringing it towards the foul line. It stays in play by about a foot and a half and over the fence for a ground rule double. A home run by Daniels, then a ground rule double by Chad Stevens. Still nobody out in the inning for Luis Santana. Selesky from the stretch now. He peers in to Osick. Sets. Now to the plate. Just a bit low. Ball one. Santana singled back in the second. He awaits a 1-0 pitch from Selesky. Here it comes. Curveball low. 2-0 on Santana. Short lead at second for Stevens. Hitters count. Two balls, no strikes. On Luis Santana, here's the pitch. Another curveball. This one in the zone. Strike one. No action down the line in the Winston-Salem bullpen. Selesky wants the signs again. Now settles on one. His 2-1. High drive to left. That ball will get to the seats. No, it won't. Excuse me, I lost that one. It's actually a routine flyout. Well, it fooled me. Thought that ball was headed to the seats. It's a fly out to left field. One gone. Duke Ellis makes the play.
And the play first makes with number 7, A.J. Lee.
So one away for A.J. Lee now. Selesky fires. Ball one, low. Stevens inching away from second. 1-0 pitch. Spun in there for strike one. Looked to be the curveball from the right-handed Selesky. 1-1 the count. One gone in the inning. A run already across for Asheville. The pitch. That missed away from A.J. Lee. 2-1. It's a 2-1 count. Asheville trails Winston-Salem 4-2. 2-1 coming from Selesky. Check swing. He went around. The ball got away from Osick for a moment. He collects it. Chad Stevens stays put. 2-2 count on Lee. Scoreboard clock reading 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This game getting underway later than we intended due to some rain. Here's the 2-2 from Selesky. He spins back to second instead. Tag applied. Not in time. Stevens back safely. Two balls, two strikes. And Tyler Osick motions for Selesky to step off, which he does. Now back on the rubber.